The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. I'm having a lovely time on a Uniworld cruise on the SS Catherine ship in France. And we're happy to have with us the cruise director with us today, Emmanuelle Bonneau. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. First of all, she's a very charming, intelligent woman, very capable. And she has been, she studied tourism in France. She traveled all over the world with French groups, specialized in river cruising for 20 years, and is a conference guide in France. And we're going to be talking about this wonderful experience to go to beautiful places as we're now on the SS Catherine, looking at the beautiful views in France with Uniworld Cruise Line. What is riverboat cruising all about? Emmanuelle Bonneau.
I would say that it is a business that is on the rise. When I started, there were very few ships on the river. But now we have a lot of competitors because it is a beautiful way to be traveling, comfortable way. You do not have to pack and unpack. You do not have to be on buses if you don't want to be on buses. You have this amazing ship, very luxury, with a lot of art hanging on the walls, with bucklers, with a pool, and people love it, so they keep coming back. I mean, this week, as an example, we have about 140 guests on board, and half of them are repeaters. We have a lot of loyal customers, and we are a boutique company, meaning that we are not interested in developing like Viking, our competitor, that is harassing their guests, you know, with brochures and emails. We are a boutique company, and we want to deliver a boutique product. So we may have less ships than they have, but they are unique. And again, as I said, they are full of beautiful pieces of art hanging all around the walls.
Now this is unique art. Now we're on the SS Catherine. Is there a theme to the artwork on this ship?
Well, the art is very eclectic. So depending on which floor we are on, it may be reproductions of Matisse, very crazy, very colorful, or some drawings from unknown artists. We have also those amazing paintings, huge colorful paintings in the dining room that have been made by a South African artist. Huge painting, beautiful, depicting people having a great time on a cruise.
Well, it's very colorful, and I think another cruise line I was on, all the ships are the same, but with Uniworld, they're all different, aren't they?
Every ship is different. Every ship is unique, and every product is unique. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, on the, as you have been specializing in river cruising for 20 years, and you do this, I believe, all over France, what are the special things that you can see in these cities, towns, and villages that's special?
Well, let's talk about the cruise we are on.
Okay.
Burgundy to Provence, or Provence to Burgundy, as you can sail up north or sail down south. I love this cruise because of the great, great variety of the days and excursions. Within 7 days, you are in three different regions of France that are very different. If we start in Lyon, which is the capital of Rhône-Alpes, Lyon is also the gastronomy capital of France, the silk capital of France. It's a beautiful city that has nothing to envy to Paris. Well, we show you a lot, and there are different tours, like a bike tour, like a walking tour that takes you to a silk workshop, because again, it is the silk working silk capital of France. So you get to know really about the local history, the local specialties. Then the next day we are in Burgundy, which is completely different because we are driving through the Burgundy vineyards and some of the most famous villages in Burgundy. We take you to Beaune, which is the headquarters of the wine merchants of Burgundy. We take you to a Chateau de Rully. The Count has been there for a long time because he is the heir of 26 generations. So you see, between this first day in Lyon, second day in Burgundy, that's completely different. And then we enter the heart of the Rhône Valley. We are surrounded by nature. It's very peaceful, and this is exactly where we are at the moment, surrounded by nature. And we visit small towns famous for their red wines, like Crozes Hermitage, Hermitage, Saint-Joseph. We also have a very famous chocolate factory that opened in 1926, which is Valrhona. And Valrhona is all around the world. They have a lot of vendors all around the world. It's a top luxury chocolate that is used by all the grand chefs in the world. So we get to see everything which is typical from all those places where we stop. And we always have different options, like walking tour or side excursions. For instance, we have like 16 guests that went by private van with a French sommelier to the top of the hill of Hermitage to admire the great views and taste four premium wines. And they are so happy that they do not want to go down from the hill. Today we were in a medieval village, Vivier. Only 3,000 inhabitants, very, very picturesque.
Very quaint, very beautiful.
Like a postcard.
Yes.
And this is unique. And then we took the guest, after the guided tour, to different places, and the guest had the possibility to explore tombs or local potteries, and that create a special, you know, special experience, because not everybody will enter being a visitor, a private home. So we organize that on the top of the walking tours. And tomorrow and the day after, we will be in Provence. We will be in Avignon, which is known as the city of the popes, surrounded by city walls. The Pope's Palace is the biggest Gothic palace in the world. And there's a lot going on tomorrow in Provence, in Avignon. Some guests will be going to the Roman Aqueduct, which is listed on the UNESCO World Heritage. It is the highest, the biggest Roman bridge ever built. And it's the most spectacular part of the Roman aqueduct, this bridge, overlooking the river Garonne. Some people will be kayaking in the afternoon. We also have a little city called Isle-sur-la-Sorgue, which is considered as the Venice of Provence, surrounded by canals and bridges and wheels and lots of little shops. The Venice of Provence, very beautiful. And then the last day we are in Arles, which is a Roman city that was built by Julius Caesar. And it's a jewel. And being there on a Saturday morning, we will have access to the biggest food market of Provence. Arles was a colony at the time of the Romans, meaning that it was a special city. So it was entitled to have city walls, which were not needed at the time of the Roman peace. So it's a really beautiful Roman city with city walls, a Roman amphitheater, a Roman theater, Roman bath. Vincent van Gogh spent a year in Arles. Christian Lacroix, who's a famous designer, is also a native of Arles. There's a little shop there. In the afternoon, we take you to an olive farm, because the olive is typical from Provence. The Greeks brought it here thousands of years ago. It's part of the local culture. The Provençal people would never ever cook with butter like they do in the right. Northern part of France, like Normandy and Brittany. They cook with olive oil. So there's a lot going on. I mean, yeah, as I said, have been in Lyon, we have been in Burgundy, then we have been in those twin little towns, Tournon-Saint-L'Hermitage, the medieval village of Viviers, tomorrow will be in Avignon, the day after in Arles. And that is a wow experience, you know, you get to see a lot. And the pacing is very nice. I mean, we start every day at 9. And regarding the entertainments, we have singers coming on board. We had a French lady at the beginning of the week. Tomorrow we will have a group of local gypsies called Los Chiquitanos, and they are coming with guitar,
violin. Or gypsy pickpockets.
No, gypsy pickpocket, no, okay. Please. No. And a wonderful woman that will be dancing flamenco.
Wonderful.
So that's great, yeah.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from a very dynamic, interesting woman who is the cruise director for the SS Catherine with Uniworld Cruise Line. If you're listening in Toronto, Buffalo, Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, BET AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. With our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand. So drop us a note. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Now, Emmanuel Bonneau, if somebody would like to contact you, do you have an email address that if there are any questions or?
Well, this is private. You
okay.
Can contact UniWorld at
okay.
any time, customer service.
Is and there a website for
they
that?
They will answer.
Do you want to tell what the website is?
Your questions. I don't know it by heart, but if you go UniWorld, it's easy to find them. It's very easy to find them. We are all over the world,
okay.
And we have a huge team of people there.
Okay.
Whose job is to answer every single little question. They're facing a computer, they're facing a screen, and they have access to a huge database, and they can answer all the questions about
okay.
all the cruises. Because guests come up with many, many, many questions, and that is a job by itself.
Okay, very good. Again, a little information about our guest, Emmanuel Bonneau, cruise director. She has traveled all over the world with French groups, specialized in river cruising for 20 years, is a conference guide in France. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on the BET AM 1520. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest finance executive, Tibor Baranski. We were happy to have on the same ship, Jeanette Hiltout, who gave a wonderful program on Vincent Buff. And also thanks to those regarding Preston Byrne, an expert on freedom of speech. You talked about things to see. Let's talk more about other things to do on a riverboat cruise that's exciting and different and vibrant.
We have lectures on board. We had one this week about Vincent van Gogh because he spent a year in Arles. So the lecture was related to the city where we will soon be in 2 days. But if you would be sailing on the Seine, then you would have a lecture either on Impressionism or perhaps on the Second World War. So we are trying to combine the destination with the lectures. We also had a silk workshop coming on board the other day when we were in Lyon to teach our guests a little bit more of the history of the silk, which started with the Italian weavers that came to France during the 15th, 16th century. And and of course, you know, they are bringing beautiful pieces of silk, like scarves and ties, and usually the ladies are very, very excited about it. What else? Well, the possibility, I would say, to do whatever you feel like. Being on the ship, you can choose. If you need a morning off, if you need a lazy day, you can have it. If you want to be busy, well, you can be busy. You can really choose. It's à la carte. You don't have to follow everybody. You can just do whatever you feel like. So there is a lot of freedom, and this is why it's comfortable. You do not have to be on this bus, you know, that is going all around Europe and stick to the bus. You have the freedom to listen to your body, listen to your desires, to your wishes, and that's it.
Okay, we talk mostly about France on this program. What other destinations are available if someone wants to go to Europe? What other countries, rivers?
Well, there are a lot of rivers in the world, and the first one to be colonized by the ships was the Nile. The Nile, huh? I remember I went there, I was 20 years ago, and there were already a couple of ships docked next to each other. So the Nile was the first one to be explored. But it's been 20 years that now all the world's rivers have ships. And as an example, when I started in France, I think we were like three ships, and now we are like 25 on the Rhône River.
But there are hundreds of ships. You said you have 25, but there are hundreds of them.
So there are many, many, many companies that are on all the world's rivers. UniWorld is in Spain and Portugal, on the Douro River. UniWorld is on the Nile, Egypt, Vietnam, Cambodia, Brazil, Peru, on the Amazon, of course the Rhine-Main-Danube, and there are many, many cruises that you can take on the Rhine-Main-Danube, either 7 days or 14 days or 28 days. Being in France, you can do one cruise, but you can also do two cruises in a row, or even three cruises in a row, which would be Bordeaux, and you explore all the great vineyards around Bordeaux, Saint-Emilion. And then you can also do the cruise from Paris to Normandy, which is exceptional. That takes you to the famous Normandy beaches and Versailles and the Moulin Rouge. So, yeah, there are dozens and dozens of cruises that you could select. It's a great way to travel. And this is why it has become so popular.
Yeah, it seems like a big growth industry in the last 20 years. So you've grown with it.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our guest today, if you just tuned into the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, is Emmanuel Bonneau, cruise director for UniWorld on the SS Catherine ship. If you're listening in Buffalo, Northern Florida, or Montreal, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And then, again, for those who have just tuned in, Emmanuel Bonneau has been a student of tourism in France, traveled all over the world with French groups, specialized in river cruising for 20 years, and is a conference guide in France. Let's talk about when you go to the different towns, what you can see, what you can do in different towns and villages. You mentioned about the silk weaving, and I know pottery. What is there more to see, especially since you've traveled on these ships in different countries too? Any more exciting experiences you can think of that people could enhance themselves on riverboat cruising?
Well, I think I mentioned it when I described the cruise on the Rhône River, the one we just talked about. So let's talk about perhaps another cruise that I know very well, which is Paris to Normandy. The day we are docked in Rouen, which is the capital of Normandy, we take the guest to a cheese farm. Mm. A cheese farm with 200 cows, very happy cows, you know. Happy cows that are living in the countryside, extremely well taken care of.
You learn everything
about the cheeses, the famous Camembert cheese. So this is very typical. What else? We also take you to a place where you learn about Calvados, which is the strong apple brandy of Normandy. Mm. And the cider, because Normandy is known as the apple country. So yeah, every place has its own specificity, of course. And if you take the Bordeaux cruise, it's all about wine. You're going to be going to a lot of chateaus and taste different wine from the Médoc, from Saint-Emilion, from different cépages. And the good thing is that you can always choose. You can be on a bike, you can be walking, you can be on a bus tour. Depends.
We're learning a great deal about riverboat cruising from Emmanuel Bonneau, cruise director on the SS Catherine with Uniworld Lines. And it's a magnificent boat, beautifully decorated. And I think what's nice, and I've been on many different cruise ships, that everyone with Uniworld is different. Mm-hmm. None are the same.
No, they're all unique.
So that's
for instance, the SS Catherine, where we are right now, for me is more of a feminine ship because of the colors, because of the way it was decorated, because of the art. But if you go to Paris on the Joie de Vivre, it's more of a masculine ship.
Darker colors.
That has a lot of wood and a lot of red. It's like a yacht. Mm. The Catherine has a lot of Murano, green Murano glasses all over, mm-hmm. and the main lounge has pale colors, like pale pink colors. So yeah, they're completely unique, and they're all a work of art. All of them is a work of art by itself.
We talked about that wonderful lecture I listened to with a previous guest on the program, Jeanette Hiltout, on the brilliance and perhaps insanity of Vincent van Gogh. And I have seen in Uniworld some lectures regarding the canals of Europe and how they were built and what centuries they were built and so forth. What other interesting lectures does Uniworld have on the ships about art or about the local communities?
Well, being on the Rhône, we have a lecture on Vincent van Gogh because we get to the city of Arles, where he spent a year. Being in Paris, you will get a lecture on Impressionism or on the Second World War. All those lectures are related to the itinerary.
Yeah, and they're all included.
And they're all included, of course, and they are in the main lounge, and whoever wants to come, come. And they are done by specialists, by experts.
Now, a topic of concern is food.
Oh, yes.
And I think it's one of the most exciting points of Uniworld, the different types of cuisine, mm-hmm. the preparation. They explain them. They explain the wine. Let's talk about the food and the wine on Uniworld.
Let's start by the wine. Every evening there is a sommelier, an expert on our wines, that is giving a little talk to introduce the wines that you will be tasting during dinner. Every evening you will get to know what are the wines you can choose and select. Mm-hmm. And regarding the food, there's something coming to my mind. The guides, you know, that are independent contractors and that work for different companies.
Yes.
If they work in the morning and work in the afternoon, they have lunch, you know, on board. So it may be with our competitors or it may be with us. Mm-hmm. But I've often heard from the guides who know a lot about how good or how bad you eat, according to the cruise company, that the food on board is absolutely delicious. And we hear it from the guests, otherwise, you know, we would know it by now. I mean, you have a huge variety of different food for the morning and for lunchtime. It's a huge buffet. So you could eat very healthy, but if you're not in the mood to eat healthy, you also have a lot of things that, you know, like bacon, crispy bacon, or sweet things. I mean, there's a huge variety. And then dinner is a la carte. You can choose between different starters, main courses, and dessert. And you can even have access to some special, like even is not enough for you in the morning, and again it's huge, there's a huge variety of food. You could order like ex benedict a la carte, same with the buffet during lunchtime. You could order a la carte whatever, I don't know, french fries and meat if it's not already there on the buffet. We have a chocolate fountain one of those days, you know, and you can put some little pieces of fruits under the chocolate fountain, and there's a huge variety of desserts as well. It's very hard for me, being on the ship, to resist. Very, very hard. I usually put a little bit on
the weight. So do we have to put chains on your arms?
Not
that you eat more the third and fourth dessert?
No, I don't need to be, no, but it's difficult.
It's difficult. Okay, entertainment. You had a singer here on the ship the other night.
Yes.
What other, on the different cruise routes you have, what different types of entertainment do you have?
I know that on the Rhine-Main-Danube, they take the guests outside of the ship for concerts, like in Vienna, which is a beautiful town for concerts. So depending on the itinerary, either we have local entertainments coming to the ship, like we have local gypsies coming to the ship tomorrow with guitar, violin, singers, dancers. So the entertainment could be in the ship, or we could take you out of the ship. Like in Paris, from Paris to Normandy, we take you to a beautiful cathedral, and the cathedral is only for the Uniworld guest, and there is a private concert going on around the choir. So that's magnificent, because we are alone. And you have those 25 singers in the choir, just for us. So it depends.
Now, a cruise on a riverboat can be for people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 80s. How do you appeal to the different age groups with activities?
Okay, river cruising is rather for guests that are retired. So the average age is around 60, 65. We may have guests that are older, but we may also have guests that are younger. So on every cruise, we have a huge variety of different nationalities. We can reach like 10 nationalities, mostly Americans, Canadians, South Africans, British, but we can also have people from Taiwan, from Mexico, from, so it's very international. It's a very, very international crowd. And we don't have kids. We don't have babies.
No little children.
No. All adults. But we have, guests that are still in their, 50s or 40s. But of course, they are not the majority. Let's say that the average is 65.
Okay, very good. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from Emmanuel Bonneau, cruise director on the SS Catherine ship with the Uniworld Lines. Very bright, dynamic cruise director. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for the past 15 years. And thank you for enlightening us about riverboat cruising. Emmanuel Bonneau with Uniworld Lines.
Check the Uniworld website and join us. You will see that it's going to be a brand new adventure for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.